As the crisis continues to worsen in the Central African Republic, France is urging the Security Council to act urgently to avert a catastrophe. The political and humanitarian situation in the country took a turn for the worse in December last year when a coalition of rebel forces known as SELECA launched attacks and captured a number of towns. Despite a ceasefire agreement reached in Libreville, the capital of Gabon, in January, the SELECA captured the capital Bangui in March, forcing President François Bozize to flee the country. The latest violence in the Central African Republic is between self-defense units and former SELECA fighters. The Security Council has been meeting behind closed doors to discuss the worsening situation in the Central African Republic, one of the poorest countries in the world. United Nations Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson attended the meeting.
I have really noted a great unity of views of dealing with this extremely serious situation, with extended violence, a vicious circle of violence that could very easily turn into mass atrocities. And this danger, I think, gave a serious dimension to the discussions, which we already spoke about in the report of the Secretary General last week.
Mr. Eliasson says the question now is timely response to the crisis to ensure improved security on the ground.
It is urgent to stabilize the situation, to stop this violence from spreading and reduce influence from the outside, and of course protect civilians and to make possible humanitarian assistance, which is urgently needed. So I would say this has been a meeting where a serious response was planned, and I hope that we will soon see a resolution. And above all, I hope that we will soon see presence on the ground that will stabilize the situation and prevent this conflict from getting out of control completely.
Ambassador Gérard Aro of France agrees.
The facts on the ground are alarming. The humanitarian situation in the car is horrendous. The entire population of nearly 5 million people are affected by the crisis. The population is terrorized while the security situation continues to deteriorate. The state doesn't longer exist. It can't protect its own population. The country is threatened to sink into sectarian violence between Christians and Muslims.
Ambassador Aro says the Security Council has the responsibility to act urgently to restore security in the country.
The resolution, the draft that we are going to circulate, is talking first the support to the African force, because there is already an African force, which is right now on the ground around 3,000 and which will go to 3,600. The second aspect is the support to the political transition, which has been endorsed by the Libreville agreements to elections by beginning of 2015.
Ambassador Aro says the resolution will also address the human rights situation in the Central African Republic. He says France hopes the resolution would be adopted by next week. Derek Mbata, United Nations.